Have you heard of the podcast Shrek Attack? Shrek Attack's unbelievable. Jesus Christ, boys. Sounds like one of the tunes from the show took over my theme song for this week. Just for this week, everyone, welcome to Shrek Attack. I am Shrek, and I'm going to attack. Not really, I'm going to love passionately. Maybe not passionately. I'm going to describe Season 2 of Shoresy, and we're going to do it in a slightly different tune. Real quick, for the past like 2 episodes, I have not plugged my social media. It is at The Real B Shrek. The Real B-S-C-H-R-E-C. All social medias. If you look that up and you don't find me, I don't have it. That means you, TikTok. Fuck you, TikTok. I'm coming to accept that maybe someday I'm going to have to make a TikTok because of this podcast. Around probably the same time I get video for this podcast. That's down the road. Not for now. This week, we will be covering Season 2 of Shoresy. Last week, we did Season 1 of Shoresy, and I did more of a recap style. Even Mr. Overrated reached out to me. He's like, yeah, dude, you kind of did a recap, and if people want to see that, they'll just Google it, you know? And fair. We're going to do this week differently. We're going to do Season 2 differently for 2 reasons. One, I listened back to it and I was like, yeah, I'm just saying everything that happened, which is not selling the show really to you. And two, who am I to turn down the advice of Overrated? Like, he does this shit he's done this shit way longer than me whenever it comes to reviewing TV shows, movies, etc. Mostly movies. Another reason I wanted to change it up is because in week 1, where I have my most listens, I was unscripted. In week 2, I did a quarterback tier list, happens to be my second most listens, and that was a little bit, it wasn't scripted, but it was guided. In week 3, I took detailed notes, and I was mostly on a script, it felt like, and I don't do well scripted. I do well off the cuff. I do well just fucking about, so... In Season 2, I took 0 notes, and you know what? With 0 notes, I can tell you that I fucked up on Season 1 with notes, because I was just frantically writing stuff, and I called Mark Michaels' ex-sweetie Brit. Her name's Mercedes, and she gave Sanger a squeezer outside of a fucking lake while Shoresy was taking an aqua dump. Before we get into Season 2, though, anybody got a dip? Anybody got a dip? Oh, yeah. Yeah, alright. Thank you. Thank you. That's service with a smile. We're going to do this the right way. I mean, if Shoresy has a dip in the entire fucking show, why don't I have a fucking dip in? Let's fucking go. Drop the fucking lid. Took a long-ass pause to put that dip in, but that'll be edited out. You won't know shit happened except for what I just told you. Okay, so I went back and edited that right away because it's such an eyesore to look at while recording, and it just sounds like I'm jerking off. So there you go. I'm not going to fix it. I'm going to leave it in there because I think it's funny. Just think I'm either packing a dip or jerking off, whichever you prefer. I'm not going to stop you from either one. Anywho, I gave Season 2 of Shoresy a second watch. It's only my second watch. I know, hard to believe. I've been busy. And I think a big reason why I didn't watch it again right away is because whenever I first watched it, I stayed up until about 4 in the morning, maybe even 5 in the morning, and I just didn't think it was as good as the first season. And I stand by that. It's not as good as the first season. But after giving it the second watch, the proper breakdown of what I had to do, it is really good. Like, not first season good, but like, it holds a candle. Normally, I would have originally said it did not hold a candle to Season 1, but yeah, it absolutely holds a candle to Season 1. And the reason I believe... Let's just add the spoiler alerts here, because like I don't know if I'm going to spoil much, if I'm going to spoil everything, or if I'm going to spoil nothing. Just, we'll put the spoiler alert here, just in case. You've been warned. Click off now until you watch it if you haven't. Or if you don't care, then just keep listening, because my voice is beautiful. So, Season 2, I thought, originally did not hold a candle to Season 1, because I felt it lacked the chase that Season 1 had. In Season 1, they were losing, and they were being threatened to fold, So they were really fighting for something, and they were just chasing wins, chasing W's. And it was because, like, they depended on it. They had to get those wins. And it really kept you engaged. Will they win? Their star player didn't show up. None of their players showed up. Well, if you don't win, don't play, you know? They got the W. They scraped by. Then they destroyed the Sioux Cyclones backup squad. And then they lost. And you're like, wow, this is fucking devastating. And then he convinces Nat to keep the club up and going. So, you know, it's like, it's a roller coaster of emotions. Because as an athlete, like, you know, you don't want your team to fold. Well, I guess as a former athlete, I would be devastated. I mean, I kind of am, because I don't really have any intramural sports to play. And it sucks, because, like, I'm not one of those people who like going to the gym. And I'd rather chase a ball, or I guess in this case a puck, around. So, like, that's how I get my exercise. Whenever I go out and I play some turkey bowl, I played last week, my team won everything. Thank you. And, like, that's just how, like, I am. I love being part of a team. I love competition. And it's just, like, it was rough going through, because, like, you felt it. You felt that was their last game. You felt the heartbreak whenever they couldn't pull it off. And then they're like, no, we're going to go on. Well, my first gripe, and I think this really set the tone, which setting the tone is a big theme in Season 2, is that they blew through the playoffs. There's your first spoiler. They blew through the playoffs. They said they were never going to lose again, and they didn't. They start by winning the championship, which, after my second time through, I'm like, yeah, you know what? Actually, that's kind of beautiful. I understand what they were going for. Because in the first season, they get you to the final four games. In the second season, they want to, like, rush you to those final four games again. And they have a chance to do something that no other team in the no-show has ever done, which is get a perfect season. Now, I originally thought, like, okay, they won. They're 20-0, they have four games left, and they're playing for the perfect season. Where's the chase? What's the point? But, like, I pay closer attention to the ending, and there is a point. There's absolutely, like, there's a Season 3. Season 3 got announced. It'll be out next October, hopefully. And as if you pay attention to Season 2 the way you pay attention to Season 1, there is absolutely a chase. Because do you want to be the best team this year, or do you want to be the best team ever? That's the theme. They do have something they're chasing. They want to be the best team ever. And it just kind of, it gives you a different perspective. Like, this season, they are winning instead of losing. And there's a lot more different ways for the character growth to come about. As opposed to last year, they were, like, fighting for their lives. This time, they're fighting to stay on top. And it's just a whole different level. And if you thought Shorzy was bad while they were digging their way from the bottom, he is so much worse. It's keeping them at the top. Like, this dude's a menace. And you know what? It's contagious. He built a team of Shorzy's. He's turned Sanguinette, who was all like, yeah, positivity is the superior motive, my dude, into like a stone cold killer. Sanguinette dating Mig now, randomly. That's a thing that's happening. Anyway, they now have like new challenges and new distractions, and like instead of getting in fights and that's the reason they aren't making games, or JJ Frankie JJ having his difficulties with his models, everybody is just pounding ass now. Literally, that is like one of the big distractions. They're pounding too much ass in the third like period. They are struggling to get by because they've already played a period in the sheets. It's a different perspective, really. And Nat wants to, they are, now that they're winning, they are the most popular team in the no-show by far. But Nat still only has the stadium, igloo, dome, whatever the hockey teams call their home ice, half full. So she's looking for ways to like fill the seats, put bums in seats. Then there's the caveat of the national championship, like the thing after the no-show playoffs got canceled because no place could afford to, how do I phrase this, afford to host it. So Nat and her girls are putting together a bunch of fundraisers to try to host the national championship this season, so that the winning team of the playoffs can play all the best teams in Canada and not just the teams in the no-show. And one more thing that got added to this was the Sioux Cyclones got an expansion team, and it's an American team called the Sioux Hunt, and they're from Michigan, which adds a little America versus Canada in hockey, which apparently is like a big deal. I'm not really a hockey person, but I can see where Americans and Canadians would fight over this. Then, of course, on top of all that, like, you have the romance stories. Every single guy on the team is going through some type of romance story. Because what's a show without romance? Shorzy's after Laura Moore, the MILF announcer, or journalist. Nat is fucking some American hockey player, which might be a distraction. And, you know, like I said, Sanguinette is with Mig now, and Michaels is just trying to get back with Mercedes because he's a goalie, and goalies are just, he's acting weird, which all goalies act weird. And we even get like the gyms. The gyms get some big development because they're not like focused because they're doing some Rise to the Top, which is a trivia thing at the jail. They work out of jail, and their fourth member got stabbed, and he was the person that set the tone for them. Always answering like the first couple questions to get their mind sparked so they can jump in, ask questions. And we get a beautiful teammate moment between Michaels and the gyms because Michaels joins their trivia team even though he's scared shitless because their fourth member got stabbed by an inmate. So we have like teammates coming together, and like Fish and Shorzy get along during this, even though Fish at one point, Sanguinette threatens to cut him because he hasn't been scoring goals. You got the team coming together. You got each player figuring out their romantic lives. Like Dolo and Goody were just fucking so many broads because they're the attractive ones in the group. Hitch just wants to find somebody to listen to some tunes with. And Shorzy, once again, going for Laura Moore. Spoilers, he gets her. Actually, in the very end where like he is telling people they need to not smash so much ass because it's their last game. And they want to win. And then he goes and fucks Laura Moore right before the last game. But the rest of the team steps up. They get the win. And everything works out in the end. Like I said, there are fucking spoilers. One of the funnier elements is that they did a calendar. Like a fireman calendar kind of thing. Like a sexy fireman calendar. Where Shorzy says, since they didn't fold the team, he'll do anything that Nat wants. Like, he's there for her. He's part of the team now. He is a team player now, taking his captain role, like, super serious, which is great to see. Like, the character growth in the series through two seasons has been insane. I will never do it enough justice by just talking about it, so you really just need to go watch it. Like I said, Season 1 and Season 2 are the only two seasons out right now. They're both 6 episodes, and they both take about 2 hours to watch. So that's 4 hours total. Probably closer to 5, because obviously, like, if you're old like me, you can't hold your bladder that long. You gotta take some bathroom breaks, get some snacks, your little distractions, little phone checks in between episodes. This is something, though, that you should really just set your phone aside and enjoy the series. Especially, like, if you ever played sports, if you ever been part of a team, I think you will relate to this a lot in some sort of way. If you love competition, if you love winning, if you hate losing, Shorzy is the series for you. And it comes from it's a spinoff of Letterkenny, which is getting its final season this, like, the day after Christmas. The final season comes out. I think they have 13 altogether, including the final one. I can't emphasize how much I love the Letterkenny universe that they put together. And it's going to be, like, such a bummer that Letterkenny ends, but they are continuing Shorzy, and I'm pretty sure part of the reason Letterkenny is ending is so they can focus on Shorzy. Now, I'm just wondering, like, after Shorzy comes to an end, hopefully not for a long time, but it's going to be hard. I can see what they're going to do for Season 3, just by the, like, finish, and I'll talk about what I'm expecting out of Season 3 here in a little bit. But like, I hope they find another way to get like a spinoff out of Shorzy or like Letterkenny. Maybe they can do something with the Skids. I don't know. The big thing here is that in Letterkenny, Jared Queso, who plays Shorzy, was also Wayne, who is the main character of Letterkenny. So doing this was like expanding on another Jared Caso character, and he doesn't have another character. So I'm not sure if there's going to be any more spinoffs, but like they need to continue maybe dropping an episode here or there on like Letterkenny and Shoresy just like randomly out of the blue, because like this universe is just special. It's so special. Imagine if like The Office or Parks and Rec or Seinfeld or something just like randomly dropped an episode occasionally. Like there's going to be, this is one of those shows where 10, 15 years down the road, we are going to get a reunion. Like we got a Friends reunion, we got a Gilmore Girls reunion. There's going to be a reunion. Like we got a freaking Full House spinoff how many years later. Like I feel like there's going to be something like that. And maybe if everybody in the, well, I mean, in Letterkenny, everybody's kind of paired up at this point. Maybe, like, somewhere down the road, they have kids, and then those kids can have a spinoff. I don't know. I don't know what they can do here. But, like, this is a universe that I never want to die. Like, I want to see different things happening. I know Letterkenny's been kind of played out. Like, seasons 10, 11, and somewhat 12 have all been kind of slower and not as good, and I think they're well aware that they were slowing down, so they want to end it before it's one of those shows that go on forever and you can't just like, it's one of those things that just suck at some point. I think they realize they slowed down and that's why they're bringing it to an end, which is just unfortunate, but like I understand, and Shoresy is going strong. So let's talk about what I expect out of season 3 of Shoresy. This is going to be a shorter episode, but like I didn't want to spend the entire time recapping like I did. I did not want to write a script for this. I did not want to take notes. I wanted things to flow, because that's where I'm at my best, whenever I'm just letting stuff flow. So for season 3, as I alluded to earlier, they were trying to raise money for the national championship after the playoffs of the no-show. And they did this by doing different fundraisers, like the Sexy Fireman calendar. They exposed Frankie J.J. Frank, or yeah, J.J. Frankie J.J. Holy fuck, did I just have a stroke. They used Frankie JJ. I am struggling. I'm gonna leave this in because I'm sure there's some people laughing at it. JJ Frankie JJ is a big hairy man, other known as a bear in the gay community, according to the show. So they made a solo calendar of him, which sold. Then they had a gay event featuring JJ Frankie JJ, even though he brought his girlfriend along with him. Then the Sue Hunt tried using their calendar to like distract them from the final game, which did not work. It actually backfired because the Americans then wanted these calendars and they reached their goal to host the national championship. So there's a couple ways they can go with this, which is they never lose again, win the playoffs, and then we have like these brand new teams come in from across Canada, all Canada's best, and we have a whole new like system going, a whole new format, because it's a national championship and they have to face different teams, different adversities, where they continue to come out on top despite all the new challenges. Or hear me out, in the finals of the playoffs, they lose. Yeah, that's right. I'm going full, like, let's turn the tables here. They've won, they can host the national championships, but they cannot partake in it because they lose the playoffs. And then they go through a season of training, as opposed to skipping to, like, the final four games of the season. I just think, like, if they go through this national championship and they continue to just win, like, Shoresy is going to have a short lifespan where they just win the national championship and then everybody just, like, runs off happy. And I want to try to extend the life of the show a little bit. Maybe get another 10, 13 seasons out of it. At least 7 or 8, I would say. I just don't want this universe to end, like, anytime soon. Which, how are you going to do that if they just continue to win and just never lose again? There needs to be a new adversity. And I think it would be big if they lost somewhere down the road, so they had to, like, build up another thing. Because if they just... I'm trying to think of how to extend this and have them continue winning. I don't think that's possible. I think after the national championship, if they just continue to win and win the entire thing, that's it. It's over. Maybe they have like one more season showing what they're doing with their families now or whatever with their like new romance options. It's hard to say. I mean, it's just such a good fucking show, and I don't want it to end. I know it will have to eventually, but like I don't want it to end anytime soon. At least give me 5 more years of this, please. Please, Jared Queso, wherever you are, if you somehow hear this, please give me at least 5 more years of this show. I need it. I need it in my veins. I need it through my eyeballs, through my ears, like however you consume your TV. I don't personally do mine with captions. If you do that, people need to read the captions of this. Like, it's a show that is just so fucking good. It's so fucking good. I can't emphasize that enough. If you have not watched Shorzy yet, go fucking take 4 hours of your life and watch both seasons that are out right now and get ready for season 3. Maybe watch it like 20 times in the next year. I know I'm going to. Absolutely. I will watch both seasons probably 20 more times before season 3 is out. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, I'm 21 minutes in, 22 minutes in, really, and I think I've said all I have to say off script without like boring you by recapping every little detail that happens. All I'm going to say one more time is go fucking watch Shorzy, and let's get into what I'm going to do here in the future. So next week I think I'm going to do a pretty generic episode, maybe a little like get to know Shrek better, maybe a little like how I do the podcast or something. I think I'm going to ask you down in the responses where that little question is, where I put a poll one time and people answered, where you can put comments. Like, what questions would you like me to answer next week? Because next week, I think I'm just going to answer questions. And if you don't give me any questions by next week, I'm just going to make them up. That's right, I'm going to interview myself. No, nobody's done that before, probably. I don't fucking know. I'll literally go on Google and be like, what's some common questions podcasters get asked? And then I will answer them. Yeah, that's going to be next week's episode. And then the week after that, I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do, but it's probably going to be generic episodes until I build up to my big episode that I know all you motherfuckers want to hear. Because if you have known me, if you have followed me on Twitter, X, whatever the fuck it's called now, you know what's coming. I'm going to talk about Madden, and I'm going to fucking attack Shrek Attack Madden. That's right. We're going to go through franchise mode, mostly, but I'm also going to discuss Mutt for probably like 2 minutes. I think 2 minutes top, that's all that needs. I'm probably not going to touch on Play Now or Online because that is what it is, but franchise mode needs some fucking love, EA. And EA, your gameplay also needs some fucking love. There needs to be, I'm going to control myself. I'm going to wait until the Madden fucking episode to do this. But I promise you, I would not be surprised if Madden, my Shrek Attack Madden, is going to be the most listened to fucking episode, because people are going to want to hear that. People like have seen me talk about Madden before, and like any video game episode should be a higher fucking listen to episode. Listen, last week, I get it, I recapped, it was kind of boring, I don't have too many listens, it was also over Thanksgiving, I'm hoping it's more Thanksgiving than you guys are already tired of my voice, because I'm not tired of doing this, I'm having a lot of fun, and I want to continue doing this. Also in the future, like, I don't want to be scripted. Now, with the Madden episode, I'm going to write down things I want to see, but like I'm literally going to write down like franchise mode needs more coaches or some shit like that, and then I'm going to elaborate on that. So it's more going to be like a guideline, kind of like the QB tier list was, but I'm not going to drone on forever, and I'm going to know what I'm talking about because it's going to be a rant. It might be an hour long, I don't fucking know. But it's going to be a rant, and it's going to be fucking fat. You're going to want to listen to it. I don't have a word for it, because it's going to be that fucking good. Alright? Like, I'm hyping myself up. If this isn't my best episode to date, then I don't know. Another thing I want to figure out, I think I have figured it out, though, is how to do a guest, and I'm going to eventually ask people to come on. So, Chris Ober, whenever you get to this point, please let me know whenever you want to come on, because I have figured out how to do audio over Discord. I just have to use OBS to get it to Audacity, and I don't need to go into details, but Chris Ober, if you would be my first guest once you get to this point, I'm not even going to tell you in person that I'm planning this. I'm not going to text you. You're going to hear this, and you're going to message me. That's right. I'm in control. Bitch! Just kidding. You have all the control in the world. You tell me when you want to come on. I'd love to have you as my first guest. Another matter of business that I want to discuss right before I hop off is, like, I'm considering, like, right now I'm by myself, so I'm considering, like, just sticking to my own social medias, but I'm considering making a Shrek Attack social media just because, like, I think it will be easier to separate my personal life from my podcast life. Now, my podcast life is going to include a lot of my personal life, and I do like having more followers of my own, but I think it might make more sense to make a Shrek Attack account on everything. Maybe switch, like, even my email that I have attached to this to, like, a Shrek Attack email. And then, like I said, eventually down the road, there's going to be video. The only reason there's not video right now is because, like, I don't want to edit it. Because I like the system I have. If I want to, like, stop and take a breather, or if I need to stop and, like, ponder a thought, I just hit spacebar, and you guys don't know if I'm stopping and starting. Spoilers, I am. But I can edit it out real quick and real easy. If I'm doing it on video, like, you guys are going to notice, because I'm going to be on, like, the left side of my chair, and then I'm going to come back on the right side of my chair. It's a thing for down the line. I will have video at some point, but I think, like, once I do that, I'm going to have to really, like, fire on all cylinders on the social medias as well. And I think I'm going to have to, like, download my mortal enemy, TikTok. That's another day. I don't want TikTok yet. I'm a boomer, and that's a social media platform that I have been avoiding so far in my life. I like avoiding it. It's an avoidable thing that makes me happy to avoid. That probably is a bunch of words to say that I don't want TikTok, but that's how it is. So let's wrap this up. If you aren't already following me, follow me at The Real B Shrek. That is at The Real BSCHREC on all social media platforms. Eventually, maybe there will be a Shrek Attack one. Please, please, please leave a question below so I don't have to fully interview myself and come up with my own questions to answer, because then you're going to get stuff like, Brandon, what's your favorite anime? And then I will tell you Inuyasha, and I'll explain it a little, but, like, spoilers, that will be a question, probably. And last but not least, please follow my podcast wherever you get your podcast. Please leave it a rating. If you could, please leave it a 5-star rating so I become one of them random-ass podcasts that are just, like, popped out to other people. I would like to expand to people who aren't just my friends. I love you, my friends. But I need, I want to see the numbers go up. I want to see the following. And if you enjoyed this, please share it with a friend that you think would enjoy this. Let's build a little community, you know, a little community for me to talk to. So I can pretend I have lots of friends whenever I have, like, 5. Nah, I have more than 5. I love you all. I love you all. I'm getting way too sappy now. Give your balls a tug, you tit fucker.
Yeah.
God, that was fun. That felt so right with that script.